Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. It was William Shakespeare who said, "Though fortune's malaise overthrows my state, my mind exceeds the compass of her wheel." What a wonderful idea. What does it mean? Well, if we think about it, we realize that there is something within everyone, everywhere, that is greater than anything that has ever happened to us. There's something within you right now that, if you pay attention to it, will not allow you to accept any estimate of you that is less than beautiful. It will not accept poor fortune. It will not accept bad luck. These concepts are concepts that produce the experience of the people who believe in the concept. One of my students pointed out to a friend of hers once that her experience was one that she was celebrating, and her friend said, "Well, you're just lucky." She smiled and looked at her and said, "I create my own luck." How about creating some luck for you today? See, there's no such thing as chance. There's no such thing as predestination. God doesn't know what's going to happen to you or me or anyone until we make up our mind. I think one of the big obstacles in the positive growth experience of anyone is when their belief system has created a God that they think has plans for them. It is done unto you as you believe, not as something else believes. The power within you can only say yes to consciousness. Therefore, we are all caused to that which we experience, and the challenge is to look at that without going on a guilt trip about yesterday. You see, there's a potential and a power within everyone that is transcendent. It doesn't need to overcome anything. It simply transmits despair or transmits joy. It transmits lack or transmits abundant overflowing of greater good. We have the choice to have each and every day a blessing or a curse. That's not two powers. That's two ways of using one power. Do you hear me? Two ways of using one power. Because in truth, my friends, there is nothing opposed to God. There is a means. It is inbuilt in everyone, everywhere, no exception. And this power that we have in us as us allows us to recover every seeming loss in our life when we let go and be in the now we're in, moving forward with a vision of greater good. You've heard me say a number of times on this program, when you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. This means that allows us to do this is our mind. Mind does what? It transmutes it. It experiences ideas, and the ideas moving through law becomes experience. What we recognize in the study of new thought and the study of religious science, unity, divine science, is that we can so choose to be a director of our life if we do something. And it's something it took me about 10 years of study to finally learn how to do. I was very fortunate in my life experience, and that was my opportunity and great privilege of knowing Dr. Ernest Holmes' elder brother, Dr. Fenwick Holmes. He was my friend, my teacher. He gave me some great, great advice, and I knew him in my late 20s, early 30s. He pointed out that one of the biggest obstacles in the way of metaphysical students is they get trapped at the level of technique worship. That they get all these techniques and mantras and meditations and all the things they do, which are absolutely wonderful, and I've been through most of them. The challenge is to allow yourself to know, as Emerson said, "He who finds solitude in the midst of the crowd is the only one who understands what solitude really is." And what he was saying there is that if you have a realization in deep meditation and you don't have it walking down the street after the meditation is over, you haven't had it yet. You've just glimpsed it. Our mind is part of universal mind, the mind of the infinite, the intelligence of the infinite. And this power that we have, this infinite mind within us, as us, recreates, restores, and makes new and heals whatever needs to heal, whether it's the physical body, the pocketbook, relationships, occupation, career, talent. In Joel 2:25, it says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. If you've had any locusts eating your years, it was probably nonsense you believed in, limitation you believed in, doubt you believed in. Ah, but that was then and this is now, and my dear friends, you are wiser now than you were then if you will wake up and recognize it. And when you do, you will be affirming in your own way that there is something in you as you that knows what to do and how to do it. This mind that you use and I use will recreate, and it will recreate anything that needs to be recreated in a positive way in your life, and it will do it now if you become the celebration of the recreation before the recreation ever shows up in the world. Can you move forth today and affirm, I recreate my life beginning with my concept of it? That might be a good place to start. You see, we all have the possibility every day of our life to see our life as harmony, as joy, as celebration. If we have an opportunity to meet anything that might be called calamity, we can turn that calamity into opportunity by knowing that if it is in our world, it is there for us to see the best in it and move forward. I think I said in the last program, quoting Albert Einstein, that the idea that created the problem will not find an answer. In other words, don't use the ideas that created the problems in your life to try to find the answers in your life. You need a new idea, beginning with maybe a new idea of you. See your life as something above and beyond chance, something above and beyond luck, something above and beyond fortune's wheels, as Shakespeare said. You see, no matter what the experience you're having looks like, no matter what your event or your circumstance is, all you have to do is allow yourself to understand that thought is creative. It happens beginning in your mind, and you can right now know that new acceptances of greater good will bring new experiences into your life. New trust in God alone brings fulfillment of the promise of what? I make all things new. You see, you have the power to affirm that. I make all things new. Maybe that's a good theme for today's program. I make all things new. What if you right now could just look around you at the world that you're experiencing and affirm, my mind beholds that newness now. I see myself as divine mind sees me restored, at peace, completely capable, surrounded by good things, loved and loving. What a great way to be. Dr. Holmes pointed out along with Emerson that if you want friends, be one. If you want more love in your life, be greater love in action. Dr. Holmes says on page 133 of the Science of Mind textbook, man has at his disposal, in what he calls his subjective mind, a power that is limitless. Now, he's not the first one to say that. Great teachers throughout the age have expressed this same idea. You know, when Jesus taught what he taught, it didn't become true because he taught it. He taught it because it was true. And it was true before he ever came along, and it's true now. He said, follow me, not worship me. He told us to do what he was doing and told us that we had the possibility of greater things where within us, because he said, stop looking outside of you for this greatness that you're seeking. Look within yourself. In Measure for Measure, William Shakespeare says, our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. How many times have you come up with a good idea and then you fear to attempt it and sabotage yourself? Psychological studies have pointed out some very, very interesting things. They indicate that the chief cause of failure is the expectancy of failure. Isn't that interesting? You ever heard that before? The chief cause of failure is the expectancy of failure. Well, if that's true, why not expect something else? There's a lesson I've been teaching for 34 years, and we recently just celebrated our 34th year here in Fremont at our wonderful center with our wonderful teachers and wonderful classes and wonderful services. And I have been pointing out that there is something we need to understand, and that is everyone is successful. Today, you can be a successful success or a successful failure. Say with me right now, success does not care what I do with it. You can be successfully happy or successfully unhappy, and you can take this to another level. Let's look at perfection. Perfection, perfection, perfection. Everything is perfection. Perfection doesn't care what you do with it. You can be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy, because whatever you think about all day long becomes the perfection of the idea as your event. The expectancy of failure is doubt of success. Doubt of success leads to a fear of doing what? Attempting whatever you want to do, attempting the change for the better. Countless people have deprived themselves. They have deprived themselves of happiness. They have deprived themselves of great love. They have deprived themselves of great achievement simply by not attempting the thing that could have been achieved. What a sad thing that is. Listen to me carefully. The great teachers throughout the age have taught us very clearly that life responds to us in terms of the demand we make upon it, and we make the demand by enacting the demand. What are you demanding today? Worry, doubt, fear is just negative faith. It's faith that everything's going to go wrong. Why not turn that around? Why not begin to rehearse your answer, rehearse your celebration of life, rehearse the beautiful, rehearse the experience you will have at the completion of your attempted desire, and when it becomes fulfilled in your mind, let yourself celebrate it before the world ever sees it. Untold thousands and thousands and thousands of people have demonstrated in their life the proof of what I'm talking about this morning. They have proved this concept as their own reality. They have proved that if you do the thing, you shall have the power, and if you don't do the thing, you will not have the power. Now, the response to both ideas is limitless. The limitless power of universal intelligence is ready to back up your next idea, not thinking about it and trying to make it happen, but thinking as it would think. The dancer dances the dance because the dancer thinks as the dance would think. They become the dance. You don't become a lawyer by reading a book about law. You don't become a metaphysician by just listening to this radio program. You don't do anything by just reading a book about it or going to a seminar about it. It's when you become it that you let go and let it be what the Japanese call meshin, which is the mind of no mind. I practice it until I become it. I think about it until I think as it. In Joshua 1:7, it says, "Be thou strong and very courageous." So why not this day, my friends, take that advice from long ago that is true then as it is now, as true now as it was then. You can, my friends, act this day in confidence. You can have confidence in yourself. Why? Because you have confidence in the limitless power that is within you.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
I believe in a God that is infinite love, as Jesus did. I don't believe this God, our infinite mind, is a respecter of persons. I believe it is in everyone. It is in everything. It is operating everywhere at once. And it is our possibility as New Thought students to understand that our prayer is our understanding of how we can change our mind about God, not try to get God to change its mind about us. All you have to do is change your mind and you'll change your life. All you have to do is wake up and know that your confidence today is rooted in that which cannot fail. It is rooted in that which cannot experience anything less than the completion of what it is. You can have confidence in that which is rooted in the unlimited possibility. You see, your challenge is to rise above your tendencies of yesterday and think in a new way. First about you and then about the new idea of you, and find out how that new idea thinks about you, and then give from the new idea. And what? Receive as the new idea would receive. Why not say for yourself today? Today, in every way, I choose to know, and know I know that each action I choose today is an enterprise powered by the limitless, is an enterprise of love, an enterprise of joy, an enterprise of health. What if we could all wake up today and understand that as we speak our word from this understanding, everything in our world begins to respond. Every cell in our body begins to respond as health. Everything we need begins to synchronize in our life as opportunity. As I said in the beginning of this program, there is no such thing as luck. We create our own luck. Your mind right now is whatever it is, and whatever it is, you're going to synchronize with the equivalent of it. So why not take charge of what you're doing with what it is as you, and know that you are synchronizing with greater good? Why? Because greater good is your new definition of you. A teacher once pointed out that doubt is atheism because it denies God's power. I believe in God. I don't believe in anything else. Someone came up to me a while back at a Sunday service and said, "You people don't believe in God." And I said, "That's all we believe in." They said, "What does that mean?" I'm not talking about God and something else. When Dr. Ernest Holmes was convinced to let us organize, he said, "Well, no dogmas, no creeds, no ceremonies, no rituals. And we're really going to have a problem because we don't believe in hell and damnation. Therefore, we don't have any place to send people who disagree with us." I had the experience of knowing and spending some quality time studying with Alan Watts. Alan used to say that the problem with the saved is they have to build a wall around themselves and have the unsaved on the other side of the wall to justify their experience. So today, my friends, understand that you can join with the awareness of the great teachers of the age. Lay aside all fear, lay aside all doubt, as Dr. Ernest Holmes directs us, and know that the possibility of you in this thing called life as a greater experience is unlimited. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, and I would love for all of you to have a copy of it, you can call us at 656-9955. That's area code 510-656-9955. Or go on our website, csl-fremont.org. And you can click on there and order the book. We'll be happy to send it out to you. On page 95 in my chapter on the how and why of awareness, I say this. I love quoting myself. In the Lancet version of the Bible, Romans 1:20-21 reads, "Ever since God created the world, his everlasting power and deity, however invisible, have been there for the mind to see the things he had made. That is why such people are without excuse. They knew God and yet refused to honor him as God or to thank him. Instead, they made nonsense out of logic in their empty minds. were darkened. My friends, don't make nonsense out of logic. You see, most people, especially raised with dualistic religions, began to develop a dynamic of understanding. They began to create a logic based on duality. The challenge is to base a logic on oneness, which means that you're probably going to have to rethink everything. It means that you're going to have to give up a lot of excuses and stop playing the religious blame game. God did it to me. Okay. Now, awareness has no other way to appear other than how we let it appear. This is a clear awareness. This is a clear awareness. And this clear awareness is an example of the power of reason, the power of wisdom, the power of the mystic minds of the age. It's what they all talked about. None of them disagreed with each other. Life and what we represent in it can be summed up in this idea. It is as if God itself does not know what's going to happen in the next moment until that moment is here, each of us, being what we think about at every moment with body, mind, and spirit. We have to know that is enough. You see, we are greater than we think we are always. We are spirit having a human experience. Every moment of time, my friends, in the universe, not yet here, not yet lived, not yet expressed, holds in its mystery the possibility of everything. In the realm of the unknown, anything and everything is truly possible. Even things we haven't thought of yet, they're possible. We can imagine our lives from the things we fear to the things we love and understand very clearly it's all possible because life is so vast, so far beyond human comprehension that anything can take place as our experience. I just celebrated my birthday. I was born July 20th, and on my 29th birthday, I remember it as clear as a bell. It was the night they walked on the moon. What a way to celebrate your birthday. I remember every moment of it. I remember the drama of the capsule landing and the hatch opening and the people stepping out onto the moon. Could you imagine it when you were younger? Well, I guess a lot of us did. But the wonderful thing about it is if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. When President Kennedy said, we will walk on the moon, we followed through and we did it. Now, the challenge you have in your life is to contemplate something beyond anything you've ever dreamed of and know that your dreams are waiting for you to come true right here and right now. Paul stated, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, what does this mean? It means that as we let our minds move from what we feel and think, we need to ask ourselves this question. What is important to me, both as an individual and as part of the universe, the totality of all things that exist? As we expand, my friends, into what we call universal wisdom, we develop an awareness that the omnipresence, omniscience, and the omnipotence of spirit itself is everything we are. We are part of the one mind. As we let our minds move from what we feel to what we think to what we know is important to us, we free ourselves to use universal wisdom. We know the importance of individual imagination, out of which comes the definition of consciousness, fear, dreams, nightmares, and revelation. True awareness lets us know that we can always put universal love into our thoughts in place of any fear. We can put universal love into our thoughts in place of any doubt. We can put universal love into our thoughts in the place of any limited idea. This is what makes us powerful.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to make you aware of the summer classes we're offering because I know everyone will be interested in enrolling. First, we have the Metaphysics of the Four Gospels taught by Reverend Tim Morrow. In a very clear and concise way, the Master Teacher Jesus espoused the art of joyful and prosperous living. Join us for this exciting and insightful exploration of the teachings of Jesus as they were recorded in the four Gospels. Reverend Tim's class is scheduled for Sunday afternoons from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. through August 23rd. Also from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., we have a children's book study facilitated by Reverend Andrea Scheib. If you have a young metaphysician in your life, bring him or her to Reverend Andrea's class through August 30th. From 2:30 to 4 p.m., Reverend Andrea Scheib is leading a class on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Author and shamanic teacher Ruiz exposes self-limiting beliefs and presents a simple yet effective code of personal conduct learned from his Toltec ancestors. Reverend Darlene Sykes is teaching a class entitled Excuses Be Gone, based on the bestseller by Dr. Wayne Dyer. If you are ready to release old thought patterns in order to live life to the fullest, join Reverend Darlene on Tuesday evenings through August 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. Later in the month, we are offering Kinship with All Life, taught by Reverend Jane Holt. Based on J. Allen Boone's classic book, this course explores our divine connection with all life and how to harmoniously enhance our relationships with everyone and everything. The course is offered Monday evenings, August 17th, 24th, and 31st from 7 to 9 p.m. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. In August, our Wednesday evening forum will focus on the works of Fenwick Holmes. Fenwick was the elder and very accomplished brother of Ernest Holmes. The Wednesday program begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us this month for an in-depth exploration of such brilliant works as The Voice Celestial, Being and Becoming, The Science of Faith, and The Law of Mind in Action. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J. right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.